This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How pathetic leftists are. Too stupid for their own good. And I, Kevin Jackson, am being kind to them when I say that. I know people find me harsh. You question your own sensibilities as you agree with me. Yeah, you do. But you cringe at what I say. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You may say to yourself, Kevin, brother, tone it down a bit. Well, if you're saying that, you got the wrong guy. You got the wrong Negro, because I'm not going to tone it down. Do I understand what that means? Well, Kevin, you're not going to be distributed. You're not going to get put out there the way Rush Limbaugh was or others. That's okay. What's the old saying in Jurassic Park? Life will find a way. you can give me the L, what is it, lysine? But I'm still going to make babies in Jurassic Park. My little dinosaurs will get out there. That's the way it works. You need to have lone voice in the wilderness. Somebody willing to stand up. Somebody willing to jump in the middle of the fight. And I'm happy to be that person. I'm so glad that God made me that way. Because let me tell you, just a little tweak of my DNA, and I'm a multimillionaire, perhaps even a billionaire, and I'm on the other side of this issue. I'm just over there going, yeah, what he said, then what she said. What he said, then what she said. And I'm just toeing the line. But I refuse to do that. 844-551-8255. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is not for snowflakes. It is for those who seek the truth. It is not for panty waste. This show is for the big boys and the big girls. This show is for the people who built America. Those who are willing to stand on that wall. You need me on that wall. You folks that come here to listen to my program, you are the backbone of civilization. You are the reason why people want to come to America. So I won't tone it down because it makes others feel good. They get comfortable. Oh, Kevin, thank you for toning it down. Thank you for changing your language. I know the language. I'm a linguist. I'm a cunning linguist. So I know how to put the words together. I put them together the way I want. Yeah, there are plenty of shows, folks, where people toe the line. And I don't blame them. They got sponsors, or they just want to be perceived a particular way. You know, they don't want to be the guy that gets fired for telling the truth, for example, about Blasey Ford being a lying skank. There are people that's uncomfortable. I tell people, because, of course, it comes up generally. When my name comes up, people tell me, Kevin, I Googled you, and the first thing that comes up, and you got fired from Fox. And I go, do you know why? Yep. And I go, what do you think? It's true. It was true. I go, okay, great. So one of my buddies, he told me, he says, hey, you need to go get one of these services that'll clean up your record. It might cost $100,000, but they can get you off the top of Google, that being the thing that gets you off the top of Google. I'm like, are you kidding? I'd rather save that money and wear that badge with pride. I got fired for telling the truth and I'm at the top of the Google searches for that? No problem. And you know what? If that makes donors or supporters uncomfortable, then you know what? You're not ready to get in the fight. See, that's cancel culture. That's the people that want you to, oh, if I associate with Kevin, well, I could get canceled. I could, ooh, this could happen. It might happen to me. Guilt by association. His dirt might run off on me. You know what that sounds like? The people that think that black people's skin, the old white folks are like, you get too close to a Negro and their skin got rub off on yours. Guilt by association. How about this? How about pride and truth by association? How about that? Does that work for you? And the people who follow the people like that, the other people that will not help you, that will not get in the fight, that's the reason we're in this position we are today in America. We don't have enough fighters. We don't have enough people willing to confront. It warms my heart to see people that have a Trump sticker on their car. I usually honk and give them a thumbs up when I go by. It's like a veteran. These old World War II vets, no matter where I see them, I go up and I shake their hand. It's like a police officer. No matter where I see them, I go up and I fist bump them and say, thank you for what you do. I'm happy you're out there. Let me tell you, you want to change people? You change them a person at a time, an interaction at a time. And let me tell you something. If you are a staunch conservative as I am, you will never, ever lose a sale. Those of you who listen to the program, you know what I'm talking about when I talk about a sale. That interaction you have with a leftist. Some point on Facebook, on Twitter, in real life, where somebody makes a sale. They either get you to back down or you get them to back down and you say, I'm not going to be sold. It's okay if you want to walk away even. But it is not okay if they make the sale. Because, see, you don't buy their nonsense. And if they're able to sell it to you, well, congratulations to them. Well, let me tell you something. Everybody that's doing this stuff, that's towing the line, that is worried about sponsorships and how they look in front of the public and the egomaniacs, many of whom are out there, you know, trying to get ahead because they just want their face out there, that aren't really dedicated to the cause. Good for them. But I'm not one of them. I have too many friends, too many people impacted, acquaintances, people like you, friends and acquaintances. You are impacted every day by this stuff. And we may, you know, have some fun with it. You get over the weekend, you recharge your batteries, you may have a little fun with it. But let me tell you something, folks. It is deadly serious. Do I really need to tell you what happened over the weekend in Chicago? Do I really need to tell you what leftists, a.k.a. Democrat progressives, have plotted for you while you tried to go back to, quote, normal over the weekend? You tried to ignore the draconian rules being imposed on you, as perhaps you watch other states come partially out of their draconian rules of self-imprisonment and so on and so forth, and masks and vaccines and all the stuff they're trying to push on you. That's why you're here. I'm going to give you a dose of truth. That's why people from years ago still listen to me. You'll be listening in a minute because I have to take a break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Back to normal. That's what I label this segment. The definition of normal seems to shift all the time. You hear the term, the new norm. Man. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. See, that's normal. That's how you get a hold of us. When you get to my site, you're going to find a very good dose of normal, because normal is pragmatic. It's the truth. It's the things that I understand. It's the way the world works. It would be like asking me, what's normal for an electron? I know what electrons do. So if I know what that is, that's the definition. It is the standard, if you will. We have a normal for everything. We understand the normal. We have to measure against something. You get what I'm saying? We have average heights, average weights, etc., because we have this definition of what's normal. And it does change. It can change. Average height, average weight changes through generation. But does it change to the level that the left try to convince us? Because it shifts all the time. I gave statistics on the LGBTQ the other day on the show, and those numbers are ever changing. Society is getting more gay. Who knew? More gay and more bi. They call it fluidity. They're teaching kids that they can be fluid in their sexual choices and how they, you know, figure out what they want to be and do in life. While I agree that you can do whatever you want, there are societal norms. And apparently the LGBTQ want the normal in society to be that everybody is somewhat gay. The old normal understood that a portion of the population is gay. Weird? Dare I say queer? See, that's the word they use. It's now acceptable. When I was growing up, you had to fight a sissy if you called them a queer. It was a sissy fight. but now it's okay. That word's okay. Because, you know, the normal, they see it as, well, we are queer. They see it that way. So society, unless we all become queer, then the LGBT have to continue fighting for their rights. Because what? What's the end game? Is there a number? Is there a magic number? Or is it just a pervasive attitude that they want where everybody accepts everybody? Well, hey, memo to the queers, you're accepted. Society has pretty much looked at you and said, we don't care. Stop legislating us with it. You want to talk about normal? Normal today, folks, is black people killing each other routinely. Don't even watch the first 48. I dare you. Just don't do it, okay? Because it's completely racist. Yeah, a lot of black folks killing other black folks. Meanwhile, the same black people that are watching other black folks kill black folks are crying about Black Lives Matter when it pertains to the police, who barely kill enough black people in a year to say grace over. But hey, that's the big deal. Normal. Politicians wholly ignoring the root problems that create this nonsense. So now we've got Joe Biden in office, and this is the new normal. Gas is up about $2 a pop, $2 a gallon, $5 in some places. We're back to bombing the Middle East. We're back to losing jobs en masse and being the laughingstock of the world. We're back to mass immigration, illegal immigration, that wholly ignores our legal system. America is open for whatever anybody wants to do. If you want to do it illegally, this is the best time in life to do it. The people who do it by the book, the normal people, they're stupid. We've got racism seen in everything, seen in kids' toys, seen in packaging, etc. What should be considered homages to blacks or Indians or whatever, are not seen that way. Your money is being spent in ways you would never spend it. White people are being told, hey, listen, white folks, you need to be less white. Respect the other people around you and be less white. Get in those tanning booths. Hit the beach. Oh, you can't hit the beaches because they're closed. I'm sorry. But if you do get a tan, then you just want to be black. And I could go on. Whites, you got to pay for reparations. You know that, right? If you do, well, maybe, just maybe, black people won't treat you racistly, which is what they do now, because they're racist. Black leftists are racist, and it's in your face racism. They want your kids to learn critical race theory. They want to demoralize your children, and they're not even helping black kids. You want normal? Normal is the Chinese coming to America on American soil and telling America, you're no longer the leader. We don't respect your leader. We don't respect you, your culture, anything anymore. That's the new normal. Thank you, Joe Biden. North Korea fires missiles and says, we don't care what you think, Joe Biden. Iran says, we don't care what you think, Joe Biden. Putin essentially called him out. I mean, what? That's the new normal? Wow, leftists, be proud of yourselves. You ushered in some really cool stuff. The new normal has taken trillions of American taxpayer dollars. It's paid off incompetence in the way of unions that can't pay their bills, cities that can't pay their bills, and it effectively has said, keep running the same way you're running. We'll just build up a massive debt until we no longer can build up a massive debt. We're finally back to normal. You want to know the next normal? America is in crisis. We're waiting for the hammer to fall over the death of George Floyd. Waiting. Because Americans, there are a group of people out there who say, a dude who after six burglaries, he had three car thefts, multiple illegal trespasses, a guy who's got a serious drug problem, cocaine, alcohol, he's done home invasions, three armed robberies, and when they finally catch up with him, for what was he doing? He was passing a fake bill. He was counterfeiting. And he was on fentanyl and meth. That's what they found in his systems. This guy had beat four victims senseless. He's been arrested 23 times since 1998. And they are crying for this man. They're blaming an officer for this man's terrible life. And America waits to be ripped apart over this guy. That's the new normal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The vast container ship that has been blocking the Suez Canal for 6 days has been freed and is moving north to an anchor point. That's according to the Suez Canal Authority, paving the way to open the critical waterway and end days of global supply delays. The trial is underway of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill instructing the jury before opening statements.
Do you swear or affirm that you will be attentive during this trial and follow the instructions of the court so that you may reach a fair and just verdict?
Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell saying the prosecution has one main goal.
We plan to prove to you, beyond a reasonable doubt, that Mr. Chauvin was anything other than innocent on May 25th of 2020.
Floyd's death sparking a series of protests and riots across the country. USA Radio News. A staffer for President Biden blocked Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz from taking video at a migrant facility. Cruz and his fellow Texan Republican Senator John Cornyn leading a Republican delegation to the border over the weekend. As far as what he saw on that trip, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox and Friends.
Yeah, I saw the same thing. This little political apparatchik who's been working for the Biden administration for 2 weeks came down and tried to tell senators in my group, like Dan Sullivan, to put their phones away or they were going to be escorted down to the facility, and it just made me wonder who was going to actually do that. Since the Border Patrol agrees that Joe Biden's policy is utter and total failure.
Armed members of the far-left Antifa network clashed with passing-by motorists and counter-protesters outside Oregon's Capitol on Sunday. Video footage showing members of Antifa assaulting people with pro-Trump and pro-law enforcement flags driving by the Capitol in Salem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The old Wu Flu vaccine and what to do. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Why are we getting mixed messages about this vaccine? Because it's a scam. People continue to die from the Wu Flu vaccine, but the media are silent about it. I mentioned a couple of times on the program that Marvin Hagler died right after he took it. This is a dude that spent his whole life in fitness. I don't know much about him in his later life, but he wasn't old enough to die from the Wu Flu. He gets the shot and he dies. Hank Aaron died right after he got the shot. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, he was in that age category. Well, he was in the age category to die from the Wu Flu itself. And it's funny, they don't even want to make a correlation between, okay, somebody goes in, they're healthy, they go in to get the shot, they die. Well, they had underlying conditions. What? Whoa. 21 countries have now said, we're not getting this shot anymore. What would make them do that? I want you to understand there's an international cabal. You got to hear people talk about this, how they roll this thing out. And they said, here are the five stages of doing it, but you call yours A to E. You call yours 1 to 5. You call yours, you know, you give yours little program names like silver to gold or whatever. But all the countries were part of this cabal to get this thing rolled out. We funded it. Fauci gave $3.5 million, not a lot of money, but enough for China, to the Wu Flu lab. This thing rolls out. Suddenly, the world is in lockdown with very few exceptions. And now we are looking at, quote, new normals. Oh, it could vary. You know, we have variants of this thing, so don't get too complacent with the vaccine that doesn't work and the, you know, the morbidity rates, which are lies. Don't get too complacent when people stop dying because we get what the body would normally give you, which is, quote, herd immunity. Don't get too complacent. The new normal is still out there. There are still things that could happen, and we got to keep you at the ready. 21 nations, and probably counting, because I haven't kept up. This was an article from two, three, four days ago. So maybe it's now 32 nations that no longer are saying we're going to give this shot out. I want you to think, when you're part of the cabal And it gets so bad that you go, you know what? This may be worse than we thought. Maybe we shouldn't have given those monkeys this shot, you know? Because maybe it's worse. Maybe somebody's doing a study somewhere else to say, you know what we've done? We've really screwed things up. Italy is looking at charging AstraZeneca with manslaughter because a 57-year-old teacher, a music teacher, died from the shot. 57 years old. That is not the place, you know, the demographic for death. Goes in, you know, no problem. Gets a shot and boop, dies. A disease that was forced on the public and certainly on the American public. And now they want to do the same for the, and I use my finger quotes, people, pay attention, the cure.
We completely lost our minds, right? Yeah. Right today, once again, the government threatens to shut down. We're going to shut down the government. I hope they do shut down the government, because when they do, I want to see the guy who tells the postal workers they ain't getting a paycheck. That'd be the only right there. You don't want to f*** around with them. Shut down the government, but do the same thing. Like the congressmen, the president, none of them get paid. They don't get no money. Like, yeah, everybody's screwed. No health insurance for them. Cut them off. And do it the same way you do to us. Don't tell them until they get to the doctor that they don't have health insurance. You at the hospital all fucked up. They're like, oh no, it's done. You might want to try the clinic. Good luck, Congressman.
I inserted that Alfonso Bowden. What's his name? I know his last name's Bowden. He's a total lefty, but it's funny how they wake up at times and they realize what's going on. But I say, whatever you're going to do to the people, you do to yourself. And you must do it. And if you're like Cuomo or Gavin Newsom or whatever, you can't. It should be a stiff penalty if you go around this kind of thing, right? So anyway, they're trying to really convince people about this cure. Just like they were convincing people about the mask. You were a horrible person if you didn't wear that mask. It wasn't for you. It was for other people that you needed to do this. How dare you not conform? Well, now that the mask mandate is being lifted, at least temporarily, now they're telling you it's because we're all getting the shot. You watch the commercials. If they can only get a certain number of people vaccinated, then we can go back to what? Just one mask? They can't figure out how to reopen the country completely without exposing the ruse. And eventually, even the dumbest of Americans will figure out that we all got swindled. I saw a kid walking by himself. It was almost 90 degrees, and he's wearing a mask. See, the snowflake generation, they're the easiest to dupe because they were educated stupidly. Yeah. Trust me when I tell you, folks, the government wants the mandate that we all eventually get this shot, and it's because the shot is ineffective. And it shows that they can get people to do whatever they want us to do. So now we get the same BS on polling and stats that leftists tried to use us to convince us that Biden won the election. They're telling you, oh, this many people have gotten the shot. 68% of Americans believe that we should get the shot. They want to convince you that all of us have decided collectively that, you know what, this disease that does not kill a fraction of us, it kills the ill and the elderly, that we should all get this shot because it's going to be great for everybody. It'll protect us all until the next iteration. Understand, folks, this shot is either a total placebo or it's a radical tracking shot. And by radical, I mean those taking the shot put their lives in the hands of the Fed. I don't know if you watched the Bourne movie, the one that had a Jeremy something. I forget his last name. Not the one with Matt Damon. When the government decided to shut down the program, there were pills these people would take, all these agents, these Bourne-like agents. And they would change the protocols. And when they finally changed the last protocol, when they were shutting it down, Guess what happened? Every one of those agents dropped in their tracks. I have a trick question for you. Those listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, do you think Hollywood is clever enough to come up with scenarios like that? Or do you think some ex-CIA person tipped them off to CIA tradecraft? Let me put this another way. Do you really believe that this doesn't exist, that there aren't studies being made by the government to enhance the performance of certain people that are already pretty much enhanced, people that have the pathology to become a CIA, you know, henchman? I don't want to use that word because I don't necessarily think of them that way, but we call them sin eaters. But the point is, do you believe that Hollywood just said, oh, you know, it'd be cool if we came up with an idea that they chemically could do this to these guys and make them do it, and then when they decide to get rid of them, they get rid of them? Do you really not understand how much advancement has been made in the human genome and understanding of the human body? Let me just put it another way. Hollywood ain't that clever. That's why you got a lot of Fast and Furious out there. So this is going on, you know, the idea that they're tricking people. This is what really bugs me, is they're tricking people. They show cars lined up, ready to take, you know, people are taking a shot. Look at how many Arizonans have gotten the shot. We're up to 68%. We're up to 89%, and pretty soon they're going to give you a number, and you're going to be, well, I'm the only one who hasn't gotten it. Oh, my goodness. I guess I better go figure out how to get that shot. I don't want to be the odd man out here. That's what they're creating. And either we got to get this figured out to where, how do you push back on it? How do you go, well, prove it? Lawsuits. Because what they're saying, eventually they're going to tell you, you got to get it. See, with the flu, they tell you, hey, be sure to get your annual flu shot if you want it. But it's not mandatory, and it kills people too. And there's a reason why it's not mandatory, is because it doesn't really work that well. There are people smarter than I who are talking about the global conspiracy here and what's going on. And I'm going to tell you something, people. Pay attention to them. These people know what they're talking about, and they're explaining you what's happening with this ruse. And I don't know about you, but I don't really need Hollywood to give me sort of the conspiratorial angle here. I've already developed that from watching what's been going on for the past few decades. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The COVID vaccines are here, and here, and here. Go to your nearest location and get your shot.
We've got 93% of the people that have been vaccinated, and now we can open the country. Oh, by the way, you can't do anything unless you get the shot. I'm going to go into that in just a bit. They're now offering WuFlu passes. It's going to further divide the nation between those who want it and those who don't. People are free to do as they wish. Welcome, by the way, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I won't blame anybody for getting a worthless, ineffective shot that potentially allows the government to kill them.
But given what I know about our government and the Wu flu, there is no freaking way I'm getting the shot. If it means I can't travel, I can't travel. I'm willing to bet that most of the 80 million people who voted for Trump won't get it either. Nah, I take that back. Because as much as people talk their game, I think a lot of people will say, no, well, I got to do it. Kids want to go to Europe. Anyway, CNN decided they were gonna get off their fake news butts for a bit, check out real Americans, and what they learned goes against the narrative. See, because the narrative is everybody's getting vaccinated. Just trust us. Everybody's getting vaccinated. Well, I don't believe it. I told you guys, I've gone to different testing centers and they're practically empty. They'll show you the cars, but I think they wait till a rush hour and then they give you the cars. But let me tell you, the full court press on you to get this. Think about the flu. It kills a lot of people except for this year. But generally, it kills a lot of people. It took the year off. And all they do is they say, hey, you want to get your flu shot? You can get it here. But they won't force you. They don't say, look, there are a lot of people that died from the flu. Old people, save people's lives, get the shot. They don't do any of that. And yet, they're pushing this one on us. You should be asking yourself why. Anyway, here's the clip. CNN, checking it out.
Does anybody in this restaurant think it's a good idea to take the vaccine?
No.
Raise your hand if you think it's a good idea. Anyone here, is it a good idea to take the vaccine? Raise your hand if you think it's a good idea. Not one person here thinks it's a good idea? Complete quiet.
Boise City is the county seat of sparsely populated Cimarron County, Oklahoma, where 92% of the voters chose Donald Trump on Election Day, the highest percentage in a state where all 77 counties went for Trump.
What do you think about the vaccine? Are you going to take the vaccine?
No, sir.
Tell me why.
Well, I don't trust the government, and I don't trust Biden.
Chad and Misty Hughes are husband and wife. Neither of them plan to get the vaccine.
Just don't want to.
Why don't you want to? If you don't mind me asking.
Because when I take the flu shot, I usually get the flu, so there's no reason to take it.
Are you saying you think you'll get COVID by taking the COVID vaccine?
Probably.
Why are you thinking that? The research doesn't show that at all. It shows that it keeps people safe.
That's just my choice.
These women are sisters, and they too are doubters.
Why not?
They just started rolling them out.
Well, yeah, but this has been a worldwide effort by great
implying that the flu can be cured, but still hundreds of thousands of people die from the flu.
Well, it's a lot, but not nearly as much as COVID. This is a horrible pandemic, and this is like an amazing vaccine. These vaccines have come out, they're saving lives.
No. I will just agree to disagree on this subject.
I'm not going to take it.
President Trump came out and was very robust and said, take the vaccine. I took it, even though I didn't tell anybody about it. It was kind of done secretly, but I think you should take it. He said it a little bit, but he hasn't been robust about it. He was robust and said, take it, would you?
No.
Trump's a liberal New Yorker. Why would we listen to him either?
Did you vote for him?
He was the best option.
No matter where we went, enthusiasm for the vaccine wasn't easy to find, despite this front-page pronouncement.
Yeah. So this is the Boise City News, your newspaper, and here's an article. COVID vaccines are available in your hospital. They want people to get them. Are you going to get one?
No, sir.
How come?
I really don't ever get vaccines.
See, and the left wants you to believe that city folk, they're the ones who have it together. They're the smart ones. But these down-home country folks in Oklahoma, they know what they're doing. I'm going to bet most of you at least feel like these Oklahomans. All the counties in Oklahoma went for Trump. Does it not surprise you that these are the people that say, I'm not getting that stupid shot? See, leftists want you to believe that most Americans want a shot that doesn't work, that potentially can cause death or palsy, or might allow the government to kill them whenever the government wishes it, and I'm not buying it. I think most people are just like these Oklahomans. They see through this ruse. I believe 80 million people see through this.
There may be a few folks that voted for Trump that are like, man, I'm so happy for the response he gave with Operation Warp Speed. Now, as I said, watch your TV for a bit. Watch how they push this issue on you. You're not going to turn your TV on without hearing this. And I'm going to tell you something. These numbers are lies. They're lies. These are these sheep experimentation centers where they claim people are getting this shot is not true. I'm not buying the numbers. But what disturbs me most is that they're using this thing to pass some sort of a thing to make us all want to do it, have to do it. You know, like federalizing it. You must wear your mask on federal grounds. Why? Every state is saying nope. I mean, not everyone, but a bunch of states have said, nah, we're done. Texas has shown that these numbers have dropped dramatically. The numbers have dropped dramatically because that's what they're going to do. I'm reading this story. It says, as COVID-19 vaccines continue to roll out across the nation, many government officials are now reportedly considering some sort of a COVID passport, which would allow people to escape restrictions on travel or work. New York is already issuing an Excelsior pass to residents, which would prove proof of a COVID vaccination or a current negative test while attending public events. The EU plans to roll out a digital green pass for work and travel between nations. Israel has begun experimenting with a green pass for its vaccinated citizens. By the way, all these countries, same playbook. It's a leftist playbook. They go on. Here's a breakdown of some of the major so-called COVID passports being considered or already in use and the potential implications that it could have on us. New York's Excelsior Pass. Look at the name. The Excelsior. Do you have your Excelsior Pass? They'll call it an E-Pass. Do you have your E-Pass? Though mired in controversies, New York's Governor Killa Cuomo has announced a pilot program that provides individuals digital proof of either a Wu flu vaccination or a recent negative test to fast-track reopening the state for business and travel. New York residents will be provided with a printable digital pass, which will be scanned. For the record, you can be guaranteed that the government is going to make a crap load of money on these passes. It's just another money grab. He says it'll be scanned upon entrance to public events like ball games, concerts, and potentially airports. First announced in the governor's 2021 State of the State address, developed in partnership with IBM, the Excelsior Pass, according to the governor's website, will use proven secure technology to confirm an individual's whatever, whatever. Money grab! Government money grab. Would you get it? I'd do the test. I mean, I'll take the test. How long is the test good for? Is the test good for a week, a month, a day? What is it, a year? We have to check with Fraudchi to find out how long and how good the test is? Who knows? I want to go on because there's something else you need to understand about the old dreaded shots. Several European countries have halted using the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. The Guardian has a brand new definition of several. Their own article lists the following nations: Austria, Estonia, Latvia, Luxembourg, Lithuania, Romania, Denmark, Norway, Iceland, the Netherlands, Ireland, Germany, France, Italy, España, that would be Spain, Slovenia, Cyprus, and Sweden. Bulgaria and Thailand have also stopped giving the shot. The reason for the pause? A, quote, small number of people have developed blood clots. So along with this other stuff, you now have to worry about blood clots. By the way, that's what killed my mother.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.